Chazar here quickly. So, Sifsei Chen on Tikkun Hamidos. So, he starts out that during the 7 week period of Shavuot, we're going to go through each week and focus and make a tikkun on each midah of the seven. And so that would be the Chesed, the Chagas Nehem, right, which is Chesed, Gvur, Tveras, Netzachot, Yisod, Malchus. So, we are up to, we're in the middle of Yesod, and then the last week's going to be Malchus. But, you know, so the question is, you know, what are these, what are the first, you know, the first five that we went through, which is interesting to note. So Chesed and Gvura, he ties back to, and then Tiferes, which blends the two. If you look on Mama Gimel, in the note here, Zion, Tachlis Ava V'Yira Shashem Yisbarach Yisparabanu. So Kol HaTorah V'Hamitzvos Sha'Adam Oseh. So all the Torah mitzvahs that a person does. U'B'Chalan Gam HaMidah Shal Ava V'Yira. And also the midos of love and fear. Hema V'Tachlis Echad. Sha'Hashem Yisbarach Yisparabanu. But the point of it all is that Hashem should be glorified through us. V'Tzrichin Lasim Lev L'Asot HaKol Bo'Ofen Hidur V'Yofi. And we should keep in mind that we should do everything with a certain type of beauty. To really, in a way, I would say, to beautify in front of him in mitzvos. So that Hashem should be happy and be, again, glorified through us. Like it says, Al mitzvos avas Hashem, Tanya va'avdas Hashem lakecha. Right, so that, what does it mean that you should love Hashem? Shehei Shem Shemayim mit ahiv al yadecha. That the Shem Shemayim should become beloved through us. Shehei kori v'shone u'mishamish tamir chachamim. V'hei masa'o v'matno b'nachas im habriya. So like you should be walking kiddush Hashem. So a source of so the idea that through you, so it's not just that v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha is that we should love God, but that we should create, we should be of a certain caliber that we create a positive impact on others, and that we should glorify Hashem through our actions. Right, so Hashem should be beloved through us. So maha habrios omros alav, what do people say about person? Ashrei aviv shalom do Torah, right? Fortunate is a person's, you know, your father's, you know, fortunate that he taught you Torah. Ashrei rabo shalom do Torah. So, and then the flip side is, oy lehem labriya shalom lamdu Torah. Ploni shalom do Torah, ru'u kama narem durachav, kama mitu kanamasav. Right, so the point is that we're supposed to be ambassadors to HaKadosh, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, that is one of the interpretations. The way the Gemara learns there in Yuma is that through our activities, we're creating a Kiddush Hashem that people say, "Wow, that's something. That is really something. Look at how praiseworthy he is. He, his father, his teachers, that they taught him Torah, and right. So it's really creating that situation. And Halava Kasav Omer." Vayomer li avdi ata Yisrael asher becha et pa'er. Hareisha zet tzarech liot machsheves ha'adam betachas maso. A person, this is what we should have in mind. Sheyu na'in umetukanim behidur mitzvah. Bechdei shashem yisbarach yismach v'yitparbo. Right, so that's this idea of teferis. So teferis is really the idea of making a beautifying the mitzvah. And so here, like what we're saying is, like you usually think beautifying a mitzvah is, that's okay, I'm doing esrog, I'm going to get a beautiful case. Or I'm going to get a beautiful menorah. I'm going to do this in the most beautiful way. But what he's really saying is, real hiddur mitzvah is that you're doing things in a way so that people are saying, are going to be admiring how special, look at how nice it is, how you're doing things. And that Hashem will be happy and glorified through this. V'chein hu gam b'mitzvah sayira. Like it says, he quotes the Shach al HaTorah, al pasak ma Hashem lekech ha-shomi makim lira. Amar Kasev Yiras Hashem Hi Otsaro, right? So Yiras Hashem is the storehouse. Lefish Hamelch Inu Otsa Otsar Ella What is the store when a king makes a place of to store the money? Right, so here he's like he collects all this tax, the tax funds, and then he, you know, I guess it's he's glorified through this. So the reason he's putting it there is to show, look at what my nation has done for me. So again, the idea that as we are faithful faithful to Hashem through being fearful or being cognizant and concerned for keeping the mitzvos, so that's again, that's a, in a way also brings glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that we act. So both in the positive and how we act, you know, positively, and also in what we refrain from, both of those create situations of positive impressions for other people to see, and that creates, that's Tiferes. So it's not just the Hidur Mitzvah, like the literal, but what's interesting is he's saying is like you take the Av and you take the Yira, and it impacts the way we do our conduct ourselves. That is Tiferes. So like the two together is the, you know, when you do both of the positive and the you stay away from the negative, that those two things create a teferis type of situation. And then he goes on here, Sphira teferet hu hider mitzvah. Kol ofen esug shel hider mitzvah hamevi hit parut v'kavod. So any type of way of doing the hider mitzvah, which brings, you know, extra honor, and that also person enjoys the mitzvah, right? You're going to be happy doing it. Nimshach misuras teferes. So that's all under this the rubric of teferes. K'mosh amar ha'kasev, v'asisa b'gdei kodesh l'aron achicha l'chavod u'l'teferes. You're going to make the begadim for the Kohen, right? And those begadim are for the purpose of kavod, for honor, and for teferet. So kavod and teferet are signs of joy, of happiness. Shayira shechafet b'davar lefaro. Right, so he's going to want to make it beautiful. Asher zehu shinei lo'osa hadavar letzad ha'hechrach. Meaning, as opposed to being forced into something, when you go out of your way to beautify, you're showing how special it is. V'hagam shabugadim heim chovas gavra ha'omed l'sharis. Right, so it's true that you're obligated as a person doing this job. You're going to have to wear a uniform. Im kol zeh ratzah shem lizakos legagos chozeh ayado shiaseh otam lechiba v'lesimcha. So how are you going to, okay, I got to do this thing. Okay, fine. But now what? How are you going to treat this thing? Are you going to take it to a different level? That's an expression of the love and the enjoyment that you have. V'davar zeh hu b'chinas neshama l'neshama b'ikar ma'aseh zeh. Right, so that's like this. That's the idea of a neshama for the neshama, through this action. I'm called Devorim Hakadoshim of the Arachayim.
Could we relate Yaakov Avinu, you know, who's associated with Tiferes to the Hidur Mitzvah idea?
So how would you apply it?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Oh, so you're saying? Yeah, no. So he is Tiferet, right? Yeah. So if Avram is running around and he's the chesed, you know, he represents the chesed, and Yitzchak is definitely more of the element of Gvura and Yira, and Yaakov, you know, in a sense, we really, if you think about the three Avos, the one that we have the most, like, detail as to, like, what really went on in their lives, I think that Yaakov takes the cake, even though Avram there's a lot, but Yaakov is even more, like, it's so, like, you know, how he had, you know, each child and how they're named, and, you know, but he brings those two together, but he becomes, in a sense, you know, the other thing is that perhaps, it's, you know, we watch them as they develop, right? So you see a maturation of Yaakov. He goes through different phases in his life. By the end, you know, he's reached the point of where he attains the aspect of Yisrael. and he's wearing, he becomes like the representative of what, like when we say Shema Yisrael, right? So what, who we're saying, listen Israel. So who are we calling to? So, you know, we're calling Yaakov, we're calling Yisrael, which Yaakov attained, which is really this almost like a representative of the entire mission, which is Yisrael. And so he brings together, and he now is like the walking, even though Avram also and Yitzhak become the representatives of Hashem in a sense, but Yaakov, it you know, takes it to the next level. It's like he
I was going to say the Yisrael level is the hitter level of Yaakov, like, right?
Correct. I mean, but he's
beautified Yaakov.
Right, he becomes this. First of all, like there are different ways of looking at it. Like, so in what sense, right? So maybe on the most basic level, keep it simple. The fact that he took and was able to have 12 children that are on point, so to speak, right? As opposed to having a Yishmael and an Esav, you know, here he has 12 sons that are on the program, so to speak, that are now going to be the launching pad of a nation, right? So that it just on that level, that's Tiferes, you know, in a way. Even though it's like you go back to Avram, what Avram introduced into the world is you know, still like I think you go back, you do the Maral there with the Bris Ben Mitzrayim, like everything that's going on there, it seems to be the base of everything to be built on. But that's, I guess, Yaakov takes it now and maybe even actualizes and puts it into practice, you know. So it's a very interesting and that might be what they're saying here. What is Tiferes? Tiferes is taking the mitzvah, doing it in a way that becomes not just you're doing it, but you're really enjoying it. So Yaakov takes the mission and he like puts it into practice, like in real life. He's like living it. You know, he's going out. He's got these crazy challenges with his brother and with his uncle and all this other stuff that comes along with his kids. So he has an interesting life that's more in a way taxing. He doesn't live as long a life because it's so taxing. But in that way, he brings it into it much more practically into like playing it out, so to speak, in the Tiferes way, right? So this is like the hitter. I don't know. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah, but it's worthwhile. Like what I think is most fascinating is the idea of what a real hitter mitzvah. We get so into the idea of hitter mitzvah of like I'm just going to get something really nice, and what he's saying here, which is an amazing thing to take away, is that hitter mitzvah is being a person that is so exemplary in everything that you do, that people look and say, wow, look at that guy. He is amazing. He's Jewish. He's connected to God. He's a person who's a Ben Torah, you know, like that. And with the best aspects of what that means, you know, where people like go, wow, that's a person, you know? So that's hitter mitzvah. That's real hitter mitzvah. So like if Yaakov Avinu is going out into the world and he has, you know, it'd be interesting to like you know, we always like focus on these personalities. How did the world react to them? So we know about Avram, that Avram and Sarah were ambassadors to the world. Like they, you know, Avram was like a king, in the sense that they say there was coinage that Avram had. That Avram was a royal in many ways around in that time, even though he, you know, also went toe to toe with Nimrod and everything else. But he was clearly a very, you know, high level person. And Yitzhak benefited from being the son of Avram. I wonder, like with Yaakov, but you see that when he comes down to Mitzrayim and he meets Paro, that Paro has reacts to him, so that Yaakov has that kind of cred, right? Is that the word that they use today? Right? He's got the cred. He's also on a very high level. They're interacting. We see that Avram, Yitzhak and Yaakov are interacting with kings, right? They're dealing with high-level people. Or let's say when Avram goes to buy Maros Machpelah, he's going to, you know, the leadership is coming out to meet these people, right? So It's interesting that you see like this, you know, that the idea of Teferas is how it impacts others around. And that's the hiddur. You know, how sweet is this and how we, you know, take, you know, really bring it out to the world in a positive fashion. Interesting. So now, so it goes on here. V'chim mevor b'zohar kodesh al Yaakov ishtam dechol inyan hanad b'shlemas sharasha b'tzvira teferas. So the idea of the Yaakov is ishtam, he does things b'shlemut. So I just said on the simplest level, the kids. And that might be what it comes out to at the end of the day. They say, you know, Yavram had, there was a pagam in Avram that he had the Yishmael. And there was a pagam in Yitzchak, they had a Nesav, right? So here, you know, whereas Yaakov has the 12 Shiftei Ka. Okay? So now, so going on here, Chiyuv Hidur Mitzvah. The mitzvah is a Chiyuv Al Ha'adam Ke'om Ramzal, Tanya Zeh Keli Rambeu. So we see this idea that we have an obligation of Hidur Mitzvah. This is my God, I will Ve'anvehu. Hidna lefana b'mitzos, ase lefana b'sukana, b'lulavna, b'shofarna, tzitzisna, sevatarna, b'kasubo l'shmo, b'tiona, b'kumasna, b'lablar oman, b'korcho, b'shirayna. Right, so everything that you do should be done in the nicest way possible. V'yidei sheyase elu hatachshidin l'hamitzos yismach atzmo b'hamitzvah. So when a person does, things, makes, beautifies all these things, he'll be happy with them. And that Hashem, so when you're happy, it translates over as well. So like that's the model of like that, that's why for us, like when we think Hidur Mitzvah, it's what we just described here, taking all these mitzvahs and doing them the highest, nicest level possible, right? But the idea is it's supposed to translate, it's supposed to elicit like from us like a certain attitude, you know. So that's also, but it really brings it back to that original, like, understanding of what, like, what Hidur Mitzvah is really, like, doing things in a way that will bring people to be like, wow, that's amazing. V'chamochen yish l'ha'adam l'hitameitz atzmo b'avadoso v'tefilaso shiyu b'ofen hanot. When a person does, a person should strengthen themselves in their avoda and their davening to do it in the nicest way possible. Ki anu ma'aminim sh'akadosh baruch hu nitgadel v'nitgal yidei hashiros v'tishbacho shalanu. And that Hashem is elevated through our like davening in a pretty way, right? So like having like good you know, a pretty voice that's davening is actually an elevation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting. Okay. So that's Tiferet. Fine. So now then there's Netzach and then there's Hod, right? So Sfira Netzach. I'm just doing like the notes here on the side. So Sfira Netzach hu nitzchon v'nitzchi. So Netzach is this idea of eternal and also about being victorious. So Nitzchon is victorious and Nitzchi is eternal. Sfirat Netzach, kavanaso al midas hanitzachon. So the idea of the midah of Netzach is the idea of being victorious. V'gam al kiyam Nitzchi, and also the idea that something is going to be forever. V'shneim inyan echad hu, and they're really connected. Ki kol davarshu Nitzchi, in order for something to be eternal, tzarech l'natzeh et ha-kamim alav l'mono milios nitzchi. It's basically the idea of being victorious is because things that are going to come up against and trying to prevent it from being eternal, that's the idea. So in order to be nitzchi, eternal, you need to be minatzeh. You have to be victorious. Ki im ein bo ha-koch l'natzeh et ha-mono oto, az ha-eno batuach l'yod nitzchi. So if you don't have the power to be able to overcome the obstacles, then there's no way you can be eternal. Ve'ein shem davar ba'olam shehu batuach liyod nitzchi, chut mi Hashem yisbarach shehu hayahove v'yen. There's nothing in the world that has the ability to be forever except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chut mi Hashem yisbarach shehu hayahove, hu rishon v'hu achron, kodem l'chol hanitzar, v'achron l'chol hanitzar. Hashem is forever. He'll be before and after everything. Kamo shamar hakasov, ani rishon vani acharon v'ladai ein Elohim. She'ein shem koach ba'olam sheyamo negin nitzchiyuto yisbarach v'zeh gam kavanaso v'pasuk v'gam netzach Yisrael lo yishaker v'lo yinachim. V'chein nitzrach koach ha'emunah but ha'tahor leida b'yediyah b'rura she'ein od melvado, where a person has to have a clarity that there's nothing else but God. There's nothing at any time that can stand in front of God. And who's Netzach is Moshe. Moshe is the one who is Minatzeach, and he's Nitzchi, he's eternal, right? So Moshe's Torah is eternal. There's a very cool, I found this guy. I think his name is, last name is Green. He's a scientist that talks about the idea of like creation, and like what existed before creation. And it's very cool to see science, how the science really, like, you know, the idea of Hashem's, you know, eternal aspect. Like, I was thinking about it, just listening to his description of like, of what the age of the universe, and like also, like, you know, the Big Bang and things of that nature, and how it ties in. It's very interesting when you're talking about this idea of Hashem's before, Hashem was after, that very much ties in. It's not like a stretch. Obviously, the people that get very bent out of shape about the age of the universe, that, you know, that science like looks at it as a 14 plus billion years old, and that how do you get that to fit into the 5,782 number? So, but in traditional Jewish sources, like if you delve into it, there are sources that talk about the idea that the age of the universe is 14 billion years old. You know, that there's no, like, it doesn't necessarily, like, so what we're talking about, the Adam and the creation story and everything else that we have here, doesn't, you know, it's not to, we shouldn't be afraid of science. Science is not, should not be threatening to the traditional Jewish views, especially when you go into the Kabbalistic world. It very much, I think, ties in very, very nicely. So just the idea here, what I'm getting at, is this idea of Hashem's pre-existence. Like, he's like, he said, like, what does it mean, like, time? Like, time, it's, you know, creation, time doesn't, is there's some kind of existence that's before time. So Hashem, who's above this time thing, he's above the physicality. So it really, like, fits in. If you listen to, like, these scientists talking about, you know, the age of the universe and what came before it, it's like, you know, it's interesting. I can send you a link to listen to some of his stuff. It's you know, I don't know why, but certain traditional, you know, Torah teachers will get very, like, I don't know, they get very defensive and afraid of these things. But I don't see where it really becomes an issue. But okay, let's leave that alone. But I'll send out the links. It's interesting to hear. Okay, so next. Then we go into Hod. Hodah, mikarev et Adam LaHashem. So a person, right, when a person gives Hodah, it brings you close to Hashem. Inyan Hodah, haynu shehu modeh lo umashlim atzmo elav. Person gives modeh, right, you're giving recognition, and you're mashlim atzmo elav, you're making yourself whole with the person, or with the being. Ki kol mi shemodeh la'acher, when a person is giving hodah, right, to someone else, mashlim atzmo elav, shehu tachas reshuto, then you're, in a sense, you're becoming under that person's power, let's say. U'bazeh shahadam mahalo meshabeach la'Hashem yisbarach, when a person gives praise to Hashem, harehu mara shemashlim atzmo v'nafsho al Hashem yisbarach, in a sense, you're subjugating yourself to God. L'chach ha-hodah he tashlumim ala tovos. The hodah that a person prays, that you give to Hashem, is really fulfilling or is giving up a payment for the goodness. K'mochin k'asav amaral, sorry, b'sifro g'vuras Hashem, v'kasher ha-adam modah m'shabech la-Hashem yisbarach al kol davar. So when a person gives praise and hodah and moda, like you're giving to Hashem on each thing, so by doing that, when you're making it known about the goodness that Hashem has done, you're increasing the honor of Hashem in the world. What you're really doing is you're bringing God's presence into the world. V'yata, Hashem, you, Kadosh, Yoshev, Tehilos Yisrael. Because by through the Tehilos of Yisrael, you're Yoshev. You're right there. That's the idea of Shechina. So Shechina is bringing the presence of Hashem into that. How so? Through Hod. Fine. So what we cover now is the Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, and Hod. Those are the five. And now we're into Yesod. But so Aaron is the idea of Hod. Hodah. Someone sent me a story that there's a side that there was a story of the Arizal stood up for somebody, and they asked, "Oh, you know, he was someone that was younger than him. Why are you standing up for so and so?" He said, "Because he actually is connected to Pinchas ben Yair, who was the son-in-law of Rav Shimon bar Yochai." So they said, "How was he connected?" Because he's involved in Pidyon Shvuyim. And Pinchas ben Yair, I think that's who it is, right? Pinchas ben Yair is the one that right? So he's the son-in-law of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. He was involved in Pidyon Shvuyim. So this other person in the time of the Ari, he was involved in Pidyon Shvuyim. And so therefore, he had, in a sense, the neshama of Pinchas ben Yair was with that person when he walked into the room. And so therefore, the Arizal stood up for that person because Pinchas ben Yair, so to speak, was accompanying this guy. So the Samarav of Yoelish said, you know, when a person, when the Shabbos candles are lit, so you're actually, you're channeling, in a way, Aaron HaKohen. Because it says, Ba'aloschas HaNeros, that Hashem gave over to Aaron the power of lighting the candles. And those candles were not going to just be for one, the Beis HaMikdash, but Balos Chas HaNeros, you're getting something that's greater than the Nisim, because when you light, that's lighting that's going to continue. We talk that's Hanukkah, that's eternal. So he explained, Rav Yoelish explains, that lighting is not just when you light the Hanukkah menorah, but when you light the candles for Shabbos, because it's coming from the same place. And that's why, what are the Shabbos candles all about? Their idea of bringing Shalom, because it's connected to Aaron. And Aaron was a person who was an Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. So it's like when a woman lights candles, when Shabbos candles are lit in the home, you're channeling that power of Aaron HaKohen, who is the Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. And also the idea of Hod, I would guess, because that's part of like what's going on. And Hanukkah is a time of Hod. It's like all connected. So that same idea of the Ari getting up, the Rav Yoelish wanted to say that that's what you're going to experience. When you see those candles being lit on Shabbos, you're getting an element of Aaron HaKohen coming into the home, and it's supposed to bring that power of Hod and Shalom. That's the idea of the candles of on Shabbos. It's a pretty interesting idea. Okay, so that's Hod. So now Yesod. Kasher Yesod hu devekos v'hit kashrus. So the idea of Yesod is the idea of connectivity, and right, it's the vikas, like being attached and connected. Midas Yesod, who hit kashrus, the vikas liyos davak b'Hashem Yisbarach levado. So the idea of Yesod is to be connected to Hashem, solely connected to Hashem. Like it says in the Or Hashemayim, the biyom shvi shal pesach asur ben Yisrael pulos letova letikun midas hayisod. So on the seventh day of Pesach, the Jews did things that were to correct the midah of Yisod. Liot achuzim medvukim bekedushas Hashem levado. So the idea of Yisod is to be completely connected to God. Lo yiru einehem rak ritzon habori baruchu v'chein yishmu aznehem. That they would only see the God, what God wanted, what God's ratzon. And also only hear that as well. And the truth is, at the outset, this is very hard. This is very difficult to be able to like just become completely single-minded, connected to God. But after a while, I guess, it becomes like just easy and natural for someone to their body to be pulled in the way of the will of God. And so, if you think about Yosef, what the most amazing thing about Yosef, who symbolizes Yesod, so obviously Yesod has elements of sexuality. On the body, right, we say that Chesed is the right arm, then Gevura is the left arm, Tiferet is the middle of the body, and then Netzach and Hod are the two legs. Yesod is the area of procreation. And so Yosef is challenged with sexuality, and we see he overcomes it. But that's also, Yosef is one who connects with people. So that's what he's talking about, the idea of connection. But also Yosef is like the most connected. Everything is always, he says to everybody, it's all from Hashem. It's like, yeah, I got thrown into jail. I got kidnapped. I got all these stuff. And it's all, and like he sees everything as like, he always says, this is Elohim. It's Hashem. It's, you know, constantly that refrain. So he's clearly very much like what he's describing here, this idea of Yesod, of connectivity, really like a real single-minded connection to Hashem. So he goes on here, he says, Kol Yehudi mekusho l'Hashem Yisbarach, v'kasaf v'yismach Yisrael, d'hasor makadoshim machnes l'midas Yesod b'shem hitkashros. So when the Nesarim talk about Yesod, they're talking about connectivity. Shanas v'zeh mekusho l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they become connected to Hashem. Like it says, like Ma'amar Chazal, Kol Makom Shata Motze Geder Erevata Motze Kedusha. So we see Kedoshim to you. Rashi there says, wherever you see the idea of Kedusha, it's really in reference to the idea of Ereva. Right? But Behech V'chas V'shalom Nifsak Mea Kedusha. And that a person is not careful with this, they're going to break the Kedusha. V'zeh Haya Inyan Amalek Sheratza Lafrid Yaakov Cheva Nachalaso Shamar Lehem Shein Lachem Od Takana Chas Shom Shepogma Bebris. So it comes along Amalek, and they want to break the connection. So he's saying that the part of this connection is going to be through this a person's ability to control their sexuality or to channel in the proper way. So Amalek comes and says, "You messed up. That's it. You have no connection." Aval lo kein hu akidvar. Like it's like he quotes the Rebbe Hakadosh Milublin, Alamamar Hakasa v'lo sasur acher levavchem yacher einechem lashon. Hataras kesher, right? Don't, like, it's the idea of the undoing of the connection. Haino shalo yatir atzmo meha kesher shemekushal Hashem Yisbarach. A person should be careful not to undo our connections to Hashem. Aidei halev hainayim shesarim miachari Hashem, because it's our hearts and our eyes that will pull us away from going after Hashem. V'yidme b'day t'chasvam shekfar avda tekvaso kitanas amalek yimach shemam. But so a person might think, because Amalek's basically speaking in their ear and saying, you're not connected to God. You're not connected to God. And here's why. And so he's saying, we naturally are, and we have to remember not to be, convinced otherwise. Rak yitchazik Hashem sheyuchal oshiyalo. Person should be strengthened in God that he always can save us. V'yizkor ki od yesh bekirbo chelik alokai mima'al hashochim bekirbo. That no matter what, there's always a piece of Hashem that's within us, right? So no matter how bad it gets, so that's what he's saying. That midas yesod is the idea that we are connected, right? Hit kashrus. By the way, just aside, like in this week's parasha, for you guys, that is, in Bechukosai, so it says that you walk with me bekeri. It says it three times about criticizing us, and then Hashem says, okay, then I'll walk with you bekeri. And keri is this idea of happenstance, as opposed to the beginning of Vayikra. It says, Vayikra al Moshe, that Hashem calls to Moshe with Vayikra, with a Lashon Chiba, with a love. But this idea of Kerry is the idea of things being not permanent, lacks permanence. Vayikra, and the idea of the opposite of Kerry is that our relationship with God should be of a permanent type of, aspect. And so when you talk about Yisod here and his kashrus, is that it should be on a permanent level. We're permanently connected. And that everything we do, we should really realize, and when we're not connected, when we kind of daffing and not really connect to God, or I'm like, yeah, I'm going through the motions, I put on my tefillin, I'm talking to my friend that, minion, or I'm not focused. So we have to stop and just say, I need to get back to the connectivity that this is being described here within Yesod, which is that there we are naturally should be connected, and there's all these different things that are getting in the way of that. But what we're describing here is, and what Hashem is looking for, is a permanence in our relationship with Him, where it should be always, like this, connecting, as opposed to, having that, all the distractions that get in the way of that, what it should be, a natural connection. Fine. So, and that's what's being spoken about in Bechuk Kosai. Okay, so that's this idea of that don't be b'keri. The idea of Shabbos, Shemitah, Yovel, like that idea of like getting to a place where there's no distraction, right? Shabbos is a time of we remove all distraction. So fine. So now he goes on here. His kashrus b'tzadikim. So one of the things he says that you can do is to get connected to a tzaddik. It's not easy to be connected to God. So how do you do it? You connect to holy people. Right? It comes along Chabak and he basically boils it down to one simple thing. A tzaddik, he lives with emuna. And that it's all about emuna. And so then it says that in order for us to do it, if we connect to holy people, then we're able to then become through that. It allows us to get connected to the Shechina. And if you have emuna and a tzaddikim, if you can believe in a tzaddik, it allows you, it helps you get into that mind frame, the mind space of being able to have Amun and Hashem. Zeh b'lizeh, I afshar. And with that, one without the other, it's hard. Like it says, he quotes the Rabbi Mendel, Mirminov, Da'af im ha'adam hu b'madrega gedola v'gvoa lo yamin ba'atzma. If a person's on a very high level, he shouldn't believe in himself. Ba'ashri adam efachit ha'am shalei yogi yimei ha'ra'a asher mesivod mitapech mi'igra rama l'bira mikta. Person shouldn't believe himself that that he should get fall from a high place to a low place. Vaharaya, Yisrael shahayu po be'es tzeisam yimitzrayim b'madrega she'en l'mala me'mana. Right here we have the Jewish people on the highest level when they're coming out of Egypt, meaning as things progressed. V'afal b'chein nazur achor. Right, so here they're at Mamad or Sinai, they're flying high and then they fall. K'mo chein amar David v'ani amarti b'shalvi ba'alem modalam. David never had a calmness. His life was absolutely insane, never quiet. He was always worried that he might fall. So he says, so a person should always be careful to strengthen himself with all of his might, that he shouldn't fall. Even at a small, like a small thing, lahat lot b'ilan gadol b'har Hashem. The small thing, he says, is that Amunah Shleima. And that the strengthening of Amunah helps, is coming only through the Amunah Tzadikim. Okay. Because it says, V'yaminu b'Hashem uv Moshe Abdo. Okay. So that the idea, you see that this, the belief in Hashem is connected to the way we also believed in Moshe. So the Amunah Tzadikim is going to be the conduit, is going to be that help that's going to let us get to this next level of Dveikus Bashem. Okay, so now. Okay, I want to jump to this next one. So go to Yud Beis, because it continues on that piece. But I think we got it with the Amunah Tzadikim. So the next thing is the idea of Malchus. Okay, so the last week of the Sphira, we're working on Malchus. Tefillah, davening, is Malchus. He Sphiras Malchus. Iker Sphiras Malchus hu Kabbalas Amucha Ol Malchuso Yisparach B'Shleimas Gamor. The idea of Malchus is the acceptance of the yoke of Hashem with shleimus, like with a completeness. Shelo yeh ba'adam shum machshava dibur o ma'aseh she'eino mishubedes la'ashav yisbarach b'tachlis. That a person should get to a place where we don't have a thought of anything that we say or even anything we do that's not completely connected to Hashem. Ulam echad mi tikune sviras malchus hu avodas hatfila. One of the major pieces of the fixing of malchus is the idea of davening. Like it says, like David HaMelech alav hashalom shehaya hamer kava l'svirat malchus is v'ani tfila. Right, here's David. He's quote unquote like the, he symbolizes malchus, and he says about himself he is ani tfila. And he says, he quotes here, V'akumo shekasav ha-radak sham shekavanoso v'ani ish tfila. I'm a person of tfila. K'mo shebir ha-ramban, al shenit atzem b'tfila kol kach kore atzmo b'shem tfila. He strengthened himself so much in davening that he became, like it became like who he was. Right? He calls himself, I am tfila. What does this mean? V'hakavana. Ki sfiras machas les le migarmei klom. Right? We know this idea. And malchus is the idea that it has nothing of its own. It's completely an empty vessel. Kemo hamalucha sheina klum me'atzma rak asifas harbe anashim biyachab medina achas nasa malucha. What does it mean to be a king? It means you have a group of people that come together to make that person the king. Ubali elu hanashim ein sham klum. Right? So without the people, if you don't have a nation, you know, it's like he's the king. We're the people. You're not a king without the people. Kain sviras malchus, ein l'shem koach mi'atzma. So too, malchus, the sphere of malchus has none of its own power. Rak ma'ashenitan la me'asviras ha'aliyono. So it's all filtering down from the upper ones. V'chein hu ba'adam. Shemargish ba'atzma she'ein lo shum zechutim mi'atzma ve'ein lo shum kochos mi'atzma. So too, a person should feel that he has no zechus of his own, and he has none of his own powers, meaning that what? That I'm completely dependent on God at every moment. And in every move, he's davening to Hashem. Zehu tefila chashuva mekubelas. So when a person comes and davens, the mindset should be that I have nothing of my own. I'm completely dependent on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so then when a person taps into that, so then, if you have that mindset, your mamash, you're like in that frame of mind, you're completely, you know, accepting the yoke of Hashem. When a person's davening, says the chinuch, you're showing that you have nothing other than Hashem, right? The only one that can fulfill this is Hashem. David never stopped davening. He felt at all moments, it was all dependent on God's goodness and kindness. V'zehu kabbalas al malchus shamayim b'shleimus v'chein Nasa Merkava the Spiros Malchus. So that's David HaMelech as the symbol of what it means to be in the framework of Malchus. So that the Midah that we're coming up to now, Shabbos is the end of, right? Shabbos is the end of Yesod. And then we start and going to that last week is the Midah of Malchus. So here we're at the end of Yesod, which is the idea of connectivity to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then the next thing is we're getting into Malchus is the idea of like for a week to just like work on the idea that when you dive and you take a moment and you say, you know what? I'm completely dependent on Hashem for everything. And then you start davening. It's a whole different experience. We don't do that. We just daven. I don't know. But the idea of like the hispotidus that he's talking about here is mamish just stopping and saying, if it's not for God, I have absolutely nothing. And the only person, the only being that is there that can help me with anything is HaKadosh Baruch. I'm completely dependent on Hashem. That's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And then, you know, I'm the idea that person can spend Shemona Esrei with 13 brachos and I'm asking Hashem, I'm asking you for this, and I'm asking, like, what kind of ingrate? Like, you should be praising and that's it? No. By me asking, I'm showing, that's the highest praise, I'm recognizing the fact that without Hashem, I'm nothing. Everything is completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Midah, perhaps like now we're like wrapping up this process of Sfira, of getting to this place, that Malchus of davening, in this way is really like, that should be the avoda of this coming week. Okay. So there's more, but let's end it here. This is good. But I think that's amazing, amazing. Maybe next week we can finish this up over here. He goes through each midah of each week, but then also maybe like look at a little bit for preparation for Shavuos and Seres HaDibros.
What did you say the